ABC Radio Australia.
Despite the recent cyclone activity in the Pacific region, there are parts of the region that have received little to no rain this wet season. In Vanuatu, the dry weather has left some islands in the country's south now facing food and water shortages. The government sent relief supplies, but more may be needed in coming months, as Liam Fox reports.
In Vanuatu South, the tiny coral atoll of Aniwa is home to around 400 people. Local Kembro Manderson says the situation on the ground is grim after an eight-month dry spell.
But the condition is very serious and the food, like the root crops, are not really good at the moment.
Apart from a few brackish wells and a small desalination machine, people on Aniwa are largely dependent on rainfall for their drinking water. Mr. Manderson says water supplies have run low and people have been surviving on root crops that were dug up months ago.
They were worrying for their health and the life in the island, but somehow the government, when we requested the government and the government has responded them very quickly, so they were, at the moment they were happy.
Conditions have eased after the national government sent a shipment of relief supplies. It included 900 bags of rice and 2,000 cartons of water, as well as fuel and a new battery for the island's desalination machine. An hour's boat ride west of Aniwa is the much larger island of Tanna. It hasn't received any relief supplies yet, though parts of the island are also feeling the effects of a poor wet season.
Down at the west part of Tanna and White Sands, it was really dry.
Benson Samuels is the operations manager at Tanna Coffee. He says lowland parts of the island are experiencing low water supplies.
Those parts, they don't have things like streams or rivers. They have things like underground well and those type. But when there is very, very dry season, the sources tend to go down.
Back in 2015, a severe drought followed the devastation brought by Cyclone Pam on Tanna. It prompted a shortage of food and water so severe, children had to be treated for malnutrition, and there were reports a small number of babies died. Thankfully, the current situation is nowhere near as dire. Mr. Samuel says his coffee processing factory is lending a helping hand to nearby communities.
The communities, they have shortage of water, but we provide water to them because we have the source that we can provide to the closer communities.
Unfortunately, though, for people on Tanna and Aniwa, the dry weather is expected to continue for some time, according to Alan Rarai from the Vanuatu Meteorological and Geohazards Department.
Most of the stations that we're using to do the prediction for the next 3 months, we're still roughly over Vanuatu, especially the southern part of the country, we're still expecting below normal rainfall.